hello. Welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 45, where we're going to be talking about having the courage to be great. When I think of the word courageous, I think of greatness and someone who appears to be unstoppable. They are empowered, they are decisive, and they know exactly what they want. Maya Angelou said that courage is the most important of all virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. Courage is something that everyone wants. It comes from your own thoughts and beliefs. For whatever you think and believe, your actions will be determined. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word courage is the ability to do something that frightens one. To me, it's about getting out of your comfort zone and having the ability to take a risk without knowing the outcome. You hear acts of courage, such as the firefighter or the police, who run into danger where others retreat. Other heroes of courage include Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, and Mother Teresa. You may have even heard the stories of the courageous lion in The Wizard of Oz and the story of David and Goliath. You have been courageous, and sometimes you have silenced your courage because it means that you need to step out of what you know to be comfortable. Courage is equivalent to strength. Courage is having the ability to say no and setting boundaries when people make unreasonable demands of your time, money, or resources. Courage is acknowledging your fears and choosing to take action anyway. Courage comes in the form of taking responsibility for your actions and the outcomes or results that you get. Courage is being able to ask for help and knowing that in order to succeed, you may need the help of others. Courage involves trusting yourself and following your heart to dream bigger than ever. Courage is standing up for what you believe in, even when you don't know the outcome. Courage is having the ability to forgive and not hold resentment. Courage is giving up resistance and learning to trust the process regardless of the outcome. Courage is persevering even when the odds are against you. When have you been courageous? You may not think that you have the courage or have been courageous, but it takes courage to ask someone on a date, to ride a bike, to try a new recipe, to participate in a sporting activity you've never tried before, like a triathlon, to have a difficult conversation, to chair a board meeting for the first time, to go to a job interview or ask for a raise, to call someone for an interview, to submit a manuscript for a book, to pitch an idea, to admit that you made a mistake, to introduce yourself to a stranger, to eat alone, to go to a movie by yourself, to share your fears, to ask for help. There are much more. You take it for granted that you have lost your courage or believe that you never had any. You have had it all along. You just need to put it into action. And in order to be courageous and step into your greatness, you must be aware of your inner critic. The voice that talks you out of what you truly want to achieve. The voice that makes assumptions that whether or not you will be successful and traps you in self-doubt and the fears of others. Shift that critic to be your champion and speak words of affirmation and listen to empowering messages. If you're afraid to take on a challenge, start small. Ask for help. People want you to succeed, and they may be waiting for you to ask. People like to help others and like to be a part of the journey to success. Give them this gift. Prepare and plan for your execution. Theodore Roosevelt said, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." Remember that discomfort that you're feeling is that you are growing and stepping into your potential. We all admire courageous people, mainly because we want some of that courage. Tap into your courage and strength. Feel the fear and take action required to get what you want. Don't be afraid of your fears. They are not there to serve you. They're there to let you know something is worth it. By C. Joy Bell C. So you are courageous. You just need to reach in and tap. You need to take the next step into what you're trying to go after. What is it that you have been holding back on? I want you to really think about that. What are you going to do to take that first step of courage? Please let us know how this podcast has impacted you. You drive this show, and I'm so excited to have you a part and part of our show and being a listener and giving us feedback. And we'd love for you to be a part of our Success Secrets newsletter so you don't miss out on all the great podcasts, the tips and information and the courses that are going to be coming out. So sign up and you'll get a free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. And again, you can email me at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. If you want to grab the show notes, you go to themillionairewoman.com/podcasts, where we talk about leadership and business and human potential so that you could be living rich from the inside out. Share this podcast with your friends. Go ahead and give us a review. Give us a rating. 5-star high fives, everyone. And go out and make today great. But as Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Go out and be courageous.